It's like a school. Krishna consciousness institution is like a school. When you go to a school, can you just fool around like that? When the class will come, walking around, switching on the light. What does it indicate? The indication is that one who does that is not serious. Not serious. And I get an impression that those who act like that is taking Krishna consciousness very lightly. Came to ISKCON to have fun. But then, what will happen ultimately? If we don't study properly in a school, then what will happen? We'll fail. And what does it mean when we fail? When you fail, it means this exam, at least in a school, if one fails, he's stuck for 1 year. But if we fail in this examination, then we'll stuck for a lifetime. We'll be stuck for a lifetime. There's no guarantee that in the next life we'll get this opportunity again. That's why we have to become very serious about spirituality. We must remember that we need Krishna consciousness. Or let's put it this way, we need ISKCON. ISKCON doesn't need us. ISKCON doesn't need us. ISKCON will go on even without us. Because Prabhupada structured the institution in such a way, this movement will go on. But if we miss this opportunity, then who knows what's going to happen. That's why time and time again I remind you, become serious, become serious, become serious. Because by becoming serious, you are going to benefit yourself. I am also going through a new experience now, actually. The new experience is that all this while I was mostly traveling. I was not stationed at one place. And scrutinizingly watching the devotees. When I go to a place, everywhere I go to a new place, stay there for 1, 2, 3 days, everyone is very fired up. Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj. And I don't really get to see what is the real shape. But I am actually seeing the real shape now of many of the devotees. Because I am seeing them on a regular basis. I am seeing the details. And that's why I tend to get disappointed and I tend to get angry. Generally, I don't like to lose my temper. But this is causing me, and I can't help it. Also, another thing is that in Mayapur, the whole setup is so vast and there are so many people and one don't really notice. And when I did notice, I tried to take action. But still, that was also not that close. But here I am seeing, like a handful of you are here. Therefore, I will request you that please shape up. Become good devotees. I am here to give you all the help. I am prepared to give you all the help. But you have to become serious about your spiritual life. And don't think that ISKCON is a place to go for a vacation. Have fun for a few days and then, okay, go back to Maya. It's nice to be in Maya. Yes, Maya looks nice from a distance, but when you get close to Maya, when you are in Maya, you will see how terrible it is. Srila Prabhupada created this wonderful opportunity to free us from the bondage of Maya, free us from the bondage of material. So now the question is, are you going to take advantage of it or not? And taking advantage means we have to become serious. We have to realize there is something very precious. It's like somebody comes and gives you some very precious jewels, very precious diamonds. Now what are you going to do with the diamonds? He gave you the diamonds. But then what are you going to do with the diamonds? It's up to you. What are you going to do with the diamonds? If you don't recognize the value of the diamond, what's the use of getting the diamond? There's an English expression, casting pearls in front of a swine. If you give a swine, a pig, some pearls, what difference does it make to the pearl, to the swine, to the pig? The pig will sniff it and he'll see that he can't eat it. So he'll say, okay. To recognize the value of a pearl or a diamond, we have to know what it is. We must assess its value and utilize it for our benefit. Prabhupada has given us the most precious spiritual wealth. And now it's up to us, what are we going to do with that? How are we going to take advantage of this? Therefore, please become serious. Don't take it lightly. Take advantage of it. And if you feel that this place is not good enough for some of us, then ISKCON has many other temples. Yes, you can go to some other temple. If you don't like this temple, please feel free to go wherever you want to go. Because as I said, like, activities of ISKCON goes on. Similarly, the activities of this temple also will go on. No one is dependent upon anyone. Especially Krishna is not dependent upon anyone. Especially Prabhupada was very emphatic that this movement has a very serious mission. Only serious people should be involved. That's why Prabhupada made it very clear. If you want to join this path, you have to follow the four principles. So this is the first hurdle to cross. Then if you want to stay in ISKCON, you have to chant 16 now. You have to study the books. You have to render service. These are the indications of seriousness. To become good members of ISKCON society. Become serious about your spiritual life. Remember that you have an important mission and try to fulfill that mission. Hare Krishna. All glory is to Shri Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? not after that. Okay, Hare Krishna. Bol Premanandi.